Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Nakavi, in our previous episodes, we have been discussing what things to be kept in mind while you are doing cognitive development of a child. Now, today, I would want to ask you, what things a parent or a trainer should be keeping in mind while he's doing a physical development, while he's working on physical development of a child?
When we talk about physical development, we mean the physical well-being and the proper physical development of the physique.
Yeah.
The body becomes strong. So that requires, of course, nutrition is important, exercise is important, resting is important. So we need to make the child have a follow a protocol in his life or her life. Of course, that requires setting rules. It requires providing a role model, as is there in all cases. So for the proper physical development to take place, of course, if the physical development is good, the emotions and the cognition would also fall in place. So it is something which is important for those aspects also, as they are important for the physical issue also. So they interplay with each other. I'll just give you an example. Normally, a child starts crying, 2 or 3 years old, 4 year old child. He or she would like to get up in your taken into your arms, and he wouldn't want to take the trouble of walking a mile or so. But if you stop pampering him, start making him or her start walking along with you, instead of taking him up in your arms, that would provide that exercise for him. If you make a habit of, for example, walking in the morning, walking in the evening, and you take the children along with you for playing and walking. So normally when a child starts crying, we immediately lift him up or her up and take them up into our arms, and let them not cry. They shouldn't be crying. It doesn't feel good for me that my child is crying or making a fuss. Whereas I was on, alhamdulillah, this year I had the honor to be on the Arbaeen walk, and there was a colleague of mine who had a 3 to 4 year child along with him, and he was walking all the time, not the whole walk, but whenever we were walking, the child was walking, and he never made a fuss for getting up into our arms, because the father had made him used to walking.
Yeah.
And the child walked quite some time without even crying once that, please lift me up.
Yeah.
He would get tired. So that's again balancing between our cognition, understanding of things, and our feelings.
All right.
So if, of course, if you, you know, don't need to snub him, of course, but you can be talked him into making this decision and taking this, making this attitude in him that he should be or she should be walking for her betterment.
Yeah.
So this physical development, of course, requires proper, as I said, eating habits, proper resting time, and proper exercise. Even clothing plays a role.
All right.
How the clothing, which is it proper for the weather, the person we are living in?
Yeah.
If it's hot, then how should our clothing be? If it is warm, if it is cold, so
and we have to take care of
acclimatizing to the climate of the.
Well, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi. We are saying what things need to be taken care of while you're developing your child physically. Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, you said nutrition is important, exercise is important, a lot of things you said are important. A mother wants to pamper her child, a very young child, but she has to let him allow that if it's better if a child walks a few steps rather than taking him in a lap all the time. And that way, even a child develops that bad habit of always just being into the arms of mother or father. Well, before going to the break, we're talking about clothing. I would want you to give more details about clothing.
Of course, the clothing, if it is proper, then it takes care of the physical aspects of the human being, protects him. Clothing protects him or her from the
environment
and from the atmosphere and the change in the atmosphere. So that plays a role. Moreover, how to wear, what to wear, that is also
when to wear.
When to wear is important. Along with that development, the physical development, the why should be also gradually infused.
All right.
And
then
why are we doing this? Right. That cognitive development and attitude needs to be inculcated. For example, in the olden times, grannies and mothers, they knew. They didn't know the nutritional values of many foods. They didn't know these are proteins or these are carbohydrates or these are, for example...
How many calories?
Today...
Mothers are more educated regarding
more educated
this nutrition
and should
aspect.
Should be more educated. And they should educate their children to make them realize that we need a balanced diet. So that cognitive development and understanding of the balanced diet and the need for all types of food has to be taken care of by the parents and the children should understand them. In the past, much of the household, as we mentioned once, that household remedies are there. And in the olden times, our parents, our grannies, and our grandparents knew the household remedies.
True.
Now, every time there's a cough or cold in the family, we rush to the doctor. Oh, give me antibiotics, so I need to get away with this and be, you know. So this is not, when it comes to medication, when it comes to, we need to develop the immunity of the child. We should make him realize that by taking care of proper clothing, proper food, rest, you are also making your body immune.
All right.
And if you catch a cold or a cough or flu, it's not necessary to go for medication. You can use household remedies.
Remedies first. That should not be your first choice, basically.
Exactly. So, of course, if things get complicated, you need to go to the doctor. But a minor cut here, a bruise there, it shouldn't be, you know, the mother...
If you get scared, your child develops that thinking tomorrow and he also... kind of behaves in the same way.
Exactly. We have to take precautions, but not, again, going to an extent where the child feels that he...
The first step should not be cure, you want to say. The first step should be precaution.
Prevention, and when it comes to cure also, it should be based on household remedies and very...
Well, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 80th surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Abbas, verse 24 says فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ So let man observe his food.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm with Professor Nakavi and we are discussing physical development, what things parents should keep in mind while they are upbringing a child, especially when they're doing physical development. You said there are so many things that come into the physical development. That's nutrition, there's clothing, there's exercising. There are a lot of other aspects that come in physical development. But the very important point you discussed with us so far was that while developing a child, while providing this development to a child, a parent, a trainer should know what, why, when, and how. How is very important. And what is the aim? What is the goal where I have to reach after this?
Of course, when we talk about the physical aspects of our behavior, especially when we need to teach ourselves and our children how to sit properly, how to walk properly,
all right,
what our posture should be, sitting posture, lying down, how to lie down properly.
There are so many children who kind of lie in a very bad posture on their sofas and are eating as well. Yeah,
become couch potatoes or something like that. So that is the problem. We need to first ourselves, teach ourselves, educate ourselves how to sit properly. What is this proper sitting posture?
Mm-hmm.
Walking properly, lying down. These things have to be learned.
Yeah.
And they have to be, you know, taught to our children.
Well, Professor Nakavi, there are so many mothers around and so many fathers complained regarding the upbringing through the mothers because they are very emotional. They think spending on child means loving him more or providing him more. There are so many mothers who may develop a child in other aspects in a very better way. But since we are talking about physical aspect, they would buy all the kind of junk food stuff which the father did not buy. Since the father did not buy, a mother would go to the market and buy all junk food stuff for her child just to show her love. Is that correct? Does that play a role on the physical development?
By the way, term that you employ by saying junk food, junk is for the junk people. I mean, so really you're putting your child through an experience which is not going to be useful or beneficial for him at all. Because junk food is something... it's called, they call it fast food.
Yeah.
So the very notion that fast food should be eaten and gulped down, whereas you have to teach your children to take proper bites.
Swallow it properly.
Swallow it properly, munch it properly. I mean, use the the teeth properly.
Yeah.
We used to say, oh, how many teeth do you have? The child would say, oh, maybe 28. Then you need to, you know, use your mouth 28 times you
chew
the food. So it becomes full of saliva. When it goes down into the digestive system, it becomes digested easily.
All right. Thank you so much, Professor Nakavi, for being with us and providing so important information. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, please go back to our official website, that's www.parstoday.com. If you have any questions, any suggestions, any comments for our program, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. And when you go to our official website, parstoday.com, you'll find a tab, Call of Islam. Over there, you can find our programs. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.